If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
And welcome in to In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is your dynamic duo of football, ridiculous host content, laughably trying to inform you of things. That's Scott Bogman. I'm Chris. Well, I don't know. I got nothing, man. I feel like, you know, like when you don't get a lot of sleep and you get slap happy?
Yeah.
I feel like we are in that of football right now. Like the preseason week four, that like period of, you know, the 4 days before the first NFL regular season game happens, it's like we get like slap happy about things. We're like, yeah, let's just get this started. What do we do with things? Guys are getting cut and teams are trading for, you know, players I've never heard of, Sean Coleman's, and we've got guys breaking records every other day, becoming a brand new record on contracts that are being signed, from Odell Beckham, the highest paid wide receiver, Aaron Rodgers, highest paid quarterback, now Aaron Donald, highest paid defensive player. It's like the draft thing too, dude. I mean, this is the final weekend unless you go up until, you know, I don't know, what, Wednesday or maybe even Thursday morning. This is it. This is when you just, it's all on the floor and you're like, can we just get this going?
Right. Can we please get it going? I just want football to start. I'm happy college football has started. You know, we've got some games going on right now. You know, Texas is about to kick off. I mean, it's just, I'm excited about that. But yeah, let's just enough pandering, enough talking. I can't believe you and I still have two more drafts. Do you have another weird one this weekend or something?
Yeah, I got three.
So you have three more drafts.
Yeah, three more drafts. And Labor Day, Bogman and I will do our big long-term league. But in the meantime, you know that whole thing we just said, enough talking? We're going to do it for the next 3 hours. So maybe you want to hang out with us. But if you want, you can check us out over at InThisLeague.com. That is where we have got all the info of everything that we've done this offseason. There are some ranks up there. They're a little outdated because there's another place you're going to want to go. But we've got all of our mock draft episodes, all of the content hubbed in one place. But we would implore you to definitely go check out the podcasts at In This League Fantasy Football. Just search that wherever you listen to podcasts and you'll find every damn thing that we've done as well. We do the Fantasy Black Book.
Black.
With Joe Pizzapia over for Fantrax. So we have done so much off-season content. We have talked with so many different people. There's no way that you couldn't get prepared if you've got your final little drafts that are coming up. And if you want to get really committed to this season, patreon.com/ITL Army, that's our insider program. Insider, I use that loosely. It's about supporting in this league, and we give you a bunch of perks. And one of the cool things outside of, we do the GroupMe rooms, people can chat with us, chat with other people, bounce ideas off of each other. There's a million different reasons we could tell you why it's cool. But we've got Thursday Nights with Bogman, which is a live stream Bogman does of the Thursday night games, which will be going down this coming Thursday. And later in the show, Bogman does a cool thing that has been, it's like a bingo. It's a Thursday night bingo, right, Bogs?
Yeah, the Thursday night bingo. I mean, I have the standard things set for it, like, you know, 50-yard field goal, Collinsworth says in this league, KFC commercials with a new kernel, you know, all the hits.
So right? What it is you get a bingo card, and it's filled out with things, sayings, tropes, whatever it is, and you're obviously playing till somebody gets bingo. Now, last year, I think you guys got too cute with it, and you were like, no one was ever hitting it. No one was ever hitting because it got a little too cute. So we got some other ideas this year, but we are going to talk about some of the prop bet games that you guys could play. Everyone likes to play the drinking games if something happens. Well, we're going to go through and maybe fill out what one of the Thursday Night with Bogman bingo cards could be, things you can watch for, listen for the Thursday night game. And then, of course, if you guys want to do your own, you know, prop bets with your friends, or you want to set up some type of a drinking game, you know, it would be like every time Joe Buck gets offended by Randy Moss, and then we're all just alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, we all just die. So,
yeah, exactly.
it's a fun time. And, you know, you guys can come on there if you're a ITL member and, you know, ask me about whatever. You can come on Thursday Night Football, ask me about baseball, ask me about basketball, college football, whatever it is. And it's just because, I mean, this game should be good because the teams are preparing for it.
Is this the only one, by the way?
The only one that will be good?
Yeah.
I think sometimes, like, a game will be close, which will make it good.
But
the football is almost always
sloppy. So here's some. I'm just looking here. So week two, Ravens-Bengals.
Yeah, you're definitely going to want to tune in.
Week three is a banger. Jets and Browns.
Well, you know, they got to get everybody on their watch.
What are you talking about? All right. Week four. Ooh, oh, this is the best one of the year right here. Vikings-Rams.
That sounds like a good one.
But
teams will be tired. Yeah, both teams will be tired and banged up, and that's the problem, even when it looks like a good game. But there's some miserable-ass games on there, like you said, Colts, Browns and Jets.
We got Colts-Patriots week five.
I mean, that should be like a 50-0 game. Why not hang out and play bingo?
Eagles-Giants week six.
I mean, divisional games are fun.
These
but
aren't bad. Broncos, Cardinals, week seven. I'm going to just go up to week 10. Oh, Dolphins, Texans, week eight. That's going to be a stinker. I love this one. Raiders, Niners in week nine. And week 10, Bogman. Oh, what are you going to do here? Panthers, Steelers.
Well, I'm not going to be doing Thursday Night Football with Bogman. I'll be watching the Steelers beat up on the Panthers.
I actually think that would be a bonus. Just, why don't you just put the stream up and you just don't talk to anybody? And people get to witness how you are when the Steelers are going on. You know, something else.
You know how society is, and I could possibly say something that would be offensive to someone.
Oh, you don't want a movement.
Reporting. Yeah, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get Me Too'd or any of that stuff because of what I call some of the players or something. So I'll just keep it to myself. So
I feel like that should be a premium. Maybe what if people paid? It'd be like going into a zoo, like $10 to watch Bogman in his natural habitat.
No, it'd have to be like just below what a snuff film pays, you know, something in that nature.
You're pricey, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get accosted by Twitter. So thanks.
Just hold back a little bit. Just a little bit.
No. No, see, that's what I can't do.
You like, it's funny.
I'm never going to hold back. You understand that I can't do that too.
I'm well aware.
You're prodding me here.
Well, I mean, maybe a little bit. I might be poking a little bit. No, you are definitely a different mold of a person for sure. Like, we'll have conversations, and we could be having the most serious of a conversation, and Bogman will completely detach from mid sentence to expletive M's and F's to a person that has not like moved on a green light or is not turning right. Like you will, you can go on a dime in a conversation, and that shouldn't really be a surprise when it comes to football that like you're not controlled. Like you don't have control of you. It is a wild experience watching you watch a game because every down, every throw, you are screaming at the top of your lungs, which you've always said, like, you just can't live near families. Like, like there's going to have to be one of those sites where you're going to have to register yourself, but not for the bad reasons, but you're a NFL game day screamer.
Yeah, I mean, I scream and I rant and I rave and all that stuff, but, like, I also don't know. Like, there would be there would be people watching the game with me, and they're like, I don't even know what that means. What did you just say? And I'm like, I don't know what I just
said. Do you like that idea? Do you like that idea where, like, you have to go online and register that you are an NFL screamer, so if people choose not to want to live within 100 or 200 feet of you, like, they can accept that? You just say you're registered.
Right. I don't like getting on any type of list. And, you know, I don't like the fact that it would be the sex offenders and then me having to knock on my neighbor's door and say, just so you know, I yell at the top of my lungs at football games. It's something that happens during the football season. You know what I mean? But
Is that better than the cops coming, though?
Or the cops have never shown up. So,
you know, let me ask you something real quick.
I live in apartments, and I've lived in apartments with paper thin walls. The cops are showing up.
I was just going through this the other day. The price, and I know people did this most recently. The price that the NFL package is now on like DirecTV, I think it's gone up to what is it like $50 a month?
To be honest, I think it's $80 a month. I don't even know. I just pay it.
Okay.
So the bill just comes. I just pay.
I saw somebody equate it to essentially saying that when it's all said and done, you're essentially paying for about $25 per Sunday. And we're starting to get priced out of like the old argument of why you would want the package is like, well, why do I want to go to like a bar and watch the games when I'm going to spend money? But like, you're almost getting to the point where you're going to kind of spend, I mean, you're going to spend a little bit more, I suppose, going to a bar. But if you know, you just have a little bit of food, you have a couple drinks, you usually have drink specials and a tip. It's not that much more. The only courtesy to any of it is just being in your own home and not going out. Like, I just feel like we're getting priced out. It's unbelievable how many hoops you have to jump through and how much money you have to unload to be an NFL fan, whether you're going to a game or whether you're trying to just watch it on television. Because every week, I don't want to watch the Eagles game or the Broncos game on CBS or Fox, and that's what they're going to do. So, like, why does the NFL hate us? Why do they want to make it as difficult as possible for us to enjoy the game and for, you know, the rest of the market to just go pirate the games?
Because people pay it is the simple, easy answer. I mean, there's, you know, psychos like me. I mean, I don't know what it'd have to get up to for me not to pay it.
Well, you don't even look at your bill.
Yeah, I just pay the bill. You know, the bill comes, I just pay it. So I think that the package it's somewhere around $400 to $500 a year. So to be honest, that's not horrible. And I don't know what bar you're going to where you can get out for $25. So, I mean, a beer at some of these places, if they have a drink special.
Well, don't they have drink specials on Sunday?
Sometimes, but do you eat food? And do you tip?
What are you eating?
You're there for 3 hours if you're just watching one game. And if you're there all day because you want to watch the second slate of games too, I've done that where I've camped out at a bar for 6-7 hours. Sometimes I'm getting another meal or I'm ordering too many beers or cocktails.
I guess where I'm going with is
then you
like,
got the Uber home also.
Yeah, well, I mean that's a good point. Like this isn't an option for you because like I can't think of a scenario that would take you away from your home if a Steeler game was on. And I'm being dead serious. Like, there's one or two things probably that could happen in the world.
Family member dies. That's it.
That's it. That's literally it. Like, there's no other scenario that would take you away from a game. So you're not the market, really, that I'm talking about with it. But, like, when you know you're investing $25 to $30 every single week Maybe you're not sitting down and locking into every single game every single time. I mean, it's minuscule nowadays when we're paying as much as we are for subscription services and stuff like that. But like a casual fan could just say, well, you know what? Once or twice a month, I'll go to a bar with some friends. I'll watch some games. The other ones, I'll just watch what's on Fox and we're inundated with the rest of the games. I don't know. I just don't like it. I know everyone talks about it, but I just don't understand why the NFL specifically wants you to have to jump through hoops and wants you to pay as much as possible. I know they want to line their pockets while also trying to morally tell us what's okay, but I just don't get it.
Didn't DirecTV just shell out $9 billion to the NFL to keep the NFL package through, like, I think it's 2025 or 2026? Well, that's why they just
raised
it.
Yeah, they just sent a raise out and everyone lost their mind.
Right. So it's just not that surprising that, and it's funny because you would think why wouldn't the NFL want more people to be able to buy the package?
That's like where I'm getting
with
the whole thing.
Give it to everybody.
Like, why wouldn't they want, like, why wouldn't you make it more accessible? Like, I think we were talking about this before, where if you've got, like, you know, Apple TV or Roku or whatever, they should just have, like, how MLB.tv has, like, you can just buy a streaming package. The NFL, as far as I know, they'll only let you do that if you don't have the option of having DirecTV at your house or where you live. Maybe that's incorrect. Yeah. Maybe you can. Well,
from what I've heard, the only way that you can buy you get the internet package with when you have, you know, Sunday Ticket.
But they don't have like a cheaper option like the MILB TV thing.
Right.
It's like half the price of what the TV version is, but then you can only watch it on devices or your phone or through like a Roku or whatever.
Right, exactly. So the way I understand it, and I could be wrong, but the only way you can buy the NFL package streaming only is if you live in a situation where you're not allowed to own a dish or your dish wouldn't be able to be pointed the right way. So like whenever I move, I have to know that
it'd be cheaper to plant a tree right in the way where the satellite would have to be.
It would be.
Yeah.
I can hang my satellite dish off the right side of, you know, so it can point south towards the satellite. So I have to have a south facing patio or a patio where I'm allowed to hang my satellite. So and at my current complex, I'm the white trash where, you know, when you drive up, you just see this giant satellite dish on the first building in the first house or apartment. And that's me.
But right guess there. What? They got us. Gambling has boosted the NFL. DFS has boosted the NFL. Fantasy has boosted the NFL. We're all more invested than we've ever been before. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to just watch the one Fox game that's out there? They got us.
This is the end of Family Guy when Peter starts making fun of the network. And they're like, Peter, don't make fun of the network. And well, what are they going to do? Cut our budget? And then he's like a cardboard guy walking across.
Deep, beep, 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 beep. Exactly. That's funny. All right. Well, we got a lot to cover. One of our dudes, Steve Tirone from Fantrax, is going to join us in hour two. We're going to talk about some week one ranks. We're going to talk about some sleeper guys. We're going to talk about the props for the week one Thursday night game. We're obviously going to go through that. We're going to be going through sleepers, the rest of the news. There's still drafts to be had. We're going to be prepping you out. Full go here. It is In This League. That is Bogman. I am the Welsh. Go to InThisLeague.com while you still got a shot in your drafts. But don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back right after this.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Get your season ticket to Fantasy Glory now with the 2018 Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. It's not just a draft kit. It's a full season package that's going to take you from draft day, which might be today or tomorrow, to championship week. It features in-depth analysis from some of your favorite FNTSY sports radio experts. So go to rotoexperts.com, use a code WINNER to get 10% off on the exclusive Edge package, and set aside a spot on the mantle for that 2018 championship trophy. Now, we are big ring guys. Officialfantasyrings.com, I highly implore you to go check out. Not just because those guys over there have taken amazing care of us for 4 years, but they make just ridiculously awesome stuff. And they do it for big name people. They're doing it for Rappaport, done it for the Howard Stern League. They've done it for the new Kings of Comedy guys. They've done it for In This League. They're affordable. They're customizable. You should go check them out. Now, I say all of that. By the way, you still got a little tiny opportunity to use a promo code ITL, and they will hook you up. So get your league mates to, you know, drop a couple bucks all together, and you can get a ring on this last opportunity before the season starts. Now, I say all of that, though. I saw a fantasy football trophy. It actually looked like the college football national championship trophy, and it was crystal, but it was a decanter to put whiskey in.
I
was kind of all in. Like, I wouldn't want to do that for a lot of places, but I have played, like, in baseball, we do a bourbon league. The idea of, like, filling that baby up with something real nice, some real nice bourbon in it.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah. I don't think a cheeseburger would decant very well, Box. I don't know if they need to breathe that much, if you know what I mean. A little bourbon, though. Let it breathe. I'm very much in for that. I don't know. Like, you and I, though, have never been big, like, bets and do something crazy or lose in a fantasy or win something in a fantasy and anything insane happen. I just can't get over the people that wear dresses, go out in public, get tattoos. Like, you, there's like a mental health issue.
I would do some of that stuff, but you wouldn't. So that's why we never have.
Well, what would you do?
I would do all of that. You commit to crazy ones, and then you buy yourself out. 14 years ago when I did that, by the way. So why don't you get over
it? But you lost it. You lost, and then you bought your way out.
Guy needed some money. I asked him if he'd rather have me color my hair, if he'd rather have $100.
Well, of course.
He needed some money. So I gave him $100.
You abused your power. You abused your power of the betting.
Give me a break. First of all, that was Ben's rookie season. So that was 15 years ago. So give me a break on that one. I don't want to hear it. That was 15 years ago. And yeah, I would do some of this stuff, but you never would. I would do anything up to the tattoo.
The tattoo is just the most asinine one of all of them. I don't understand it. You would dress like a girl if you lost. You would go out and wear a sign out in public, dress like a woman's dress. I would have to
approve the clothing. You know,
be like a nice little flower dress. I think you look good in a little flower dress.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe a little sun hat.
Yep. Yeah. I would never probably put myself in that situation.
Hold a sign that says, I lost my championship, but I'm a pretty, pretty princess.
I mean, you know what? I think that sounds like fun to watch someone else do that, because I would never lose. That would be fine. I would make those bets, but I just don't. You wouldn't. I don't think you would pay up on them.
Yeah, probably not. I just wouldn't make it. I wouldn't make it. So
yeah. So you don't make those bets.
I like the idea of doing it in a big league, though, because I'm not going to finish in last, and like I know it would be somebody else. But like, what if it were like you do a head-to-head DFS season long thing?
And the person with the best record. I'm trying to finish last in some of our leagues here to get the first pick. I mean, I'm not setting my lineups, but I'm, you know, not making amazing pickups. I have my guys. If there's someone good on the wire I can use for next year, I'm picking them up. But I'm in that situation where I'm trying to get to last and I can't. So, it's sometimes hard to get to that spot. What were you saying about the thing with how about our bets that we do? How about the chicken every single week? How about loser wears loser wears a dress and holds up a sign, I lost the chicken, and has to stand out there begging for money for 25 minutes.
I mean, that would be like have to wear a chicken suit. and then do like the Fortnite dance in the chicken suit type of thing. I don't know if they make him as tall for me though. That'd be a little
right
bit of a
or
problem.
As fat for me. So you know,
however
we'd
that's
have we'd
go.
Have to go to you know Lane Bryant plus I think for our sizes.
Oh, so. Is there anything more embarrassing than a big and tall store?
I don't know. I refuse to go.
I so. Just like a place like Kohl's now have a section that's big and tall. No one ever goes
it
in there.
Said, is it called Come Here, Piggy, 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 Piggy?
Sue? No, they just have a section. Like it's supposed. It. I appreciate what they've done because like they just coyly put it like you know over by the other clothes. Just you're looking at like nice clothes, and then all of a sudden you step into another world where there are 12-foot long you know Hawaiian shirts because apparently fat POSs only wear button up shirts that have flowers on them. And that's the only thing that they'll wear, and just embarrassing pants that only stretch. I don't really have that luckily
anymore.
But isn't
that why they have the plus stores so you don't have to wear that stuff? It's just normal
okay,
things.
Yeah, no, you're right. But like that, like Kohl's accepted that. But yeah, you're right. But you have to pull up and park and walk. Like I've been into it twice in my life. And one period, the most recent period in my life, it would have been warranted for me to wear that stuff. I've just gotten out of it, thank God. There's nothing more embarrassing, though, if you're a big slobby mess, though, but you're on the cusp of, like, normal retail slob mess and big and tall, nothing makes you feel better than walking into that store and you're like, oh, look at the size of these. Who's got to wear this stuff? I can wear that one, but not the rest of this stuff. Like, you feel good about yourself, so.
Yeah, I was watching, it's one of those dumb cable TV shows I never watched.
Kardashians.
It's like no. It's King of Queens, the one with Kevin James and the Scientologist chick. And
yeah. They're unrealistic. That the whole idea that like fat guys are always going to get beautiful women.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But he was like, she bought him a shirt or something, and he's like, you know what, I like this shirt, but I think I'd like it in green, not in blue. So I'll just take it back after I'm done with my route today, because he was like a UPS guy or something. And she's like, no, I'll take it back. He's like, don't be ridiculous. You're home all day with your dad. I'll take it back. Just tell me where it's from. Give me the receipt. And she hands him the receipt, and it's from a big and tall place. And he's like, when did I make the switch? And she goes, 6 years ago or something ridiculous. And he's like, oh, God, I'm going to go get a treadmill.
Yeah, I know. It is embarrassing. Well, if you've got any nice big and tall stories, you can tweet at us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Live in all the embarrassment that it is. But let's talk about week one. It is here. But more importantly, let's go through the Thursday game. On the next show next week, obviously, we're going to be right up against the Sunday games. And we're going to do a full breakdown of all of them. And we'll be doing it, you know, 24 hours, 18 hours before the game, so it's going to be a lot more relevant. But we're not going to talk to you when the first NFL game of the season goes down, and it's a great one. Eagles, Falcons. We've got an over-under of 45 with the spread, Eagles 2.5-point favorites. Do either one of those jump out to you as,
I tell you what, I like taking the over in that game, because if you remember last year's Thursday Night Football game, Kansas City just went nuts with all the scoring and beat New England in New England.
I do remember.
And what was the other one? The Eagles by 2.5?
See, the Eagles by 2.5 was the one that was a little like, but it's got to be about the uncertainty of Carson Wentz. Like, if Carson Wentz plays, you got to think that line is going to go up a little bit.
Yeah, I do think it is. But I don't think there's a chance that he plays right now.
You don't think so?
No, I think we would have heard something. I mean, we're less than a week away from it. I think they would have said, yeah, he's definitely playing, and that's that.
Well, it wouldn't be in the interest for them to give that information either. Like, they're going to want to be in a spot to, like, go right up to the gun if they're going to start Nick Foles, because Nick Foles didn't have a great preseason either. So, all right, so you are – what's your percentage that Wentz isn't going to play? Because that – I mean, I think that's a little damning.
75%.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
What's the latest news on him? Let me search this because I haven't looked.
I mean, the last thing I heard was that, you know, they're holding out Foles from the last preseason game because they weren't sure about, they weren't sure about Carson Wentz. 42-27 last year, the Chiefs put a drubbing on the Patriots.
That was a pretty big one.
Alex Smith, 368 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Oh, quarterback one, Alex Smith from last
year.
That's
right. QB. Right.
Most recent report from Roto World was Eagles coach Doug Peterson said they expected to make the quarterback decision for week one by Friday. So we didn't hear that Friday. So and maybe it's going to come down here any minute or something like that. But or maybe they're going to press it closer to Tuesday. I would say, why mess with that until you get into past Labor Day and get in? Or maybe they drop that news on Labor Day where they're not going to get bombarded. If that's the case, that's a little damning to fantasy people that took Carson Wentz, because Carson Wentz was, would that be amazing that how much higher we were taking Carson Wentz and if Andrew Luck plays and Wentz doesn't? Doesn't that feel
absolutely
weird?
Absolutely. Well, remember we were going over that, that one stupid best ball league that we drafted, you know, with whatever it was a month ago.
Yeah, who's
Baker
our team?
Mayfield, Carson Wentz, and some other idiot that Lamar Jackson.
No, we had two guys. Now I got to go look though, because you're absolutely right about this. It was, we did some best balls over at Fantrax, and we have these beat ITL ones. Let me see if this is the one. I hope it is, so I don't have to look again.
We're gonna be behind the eight ball.
No, that's not. So one of them, we're okay. We have Luck, Brady, and Flacco. Those are our three like quarterbacks that we did. Yeah, that's not bad.
Can we trade Flacco over to the team with no?
That's best ball. Here is oh no. Yeah, this is the problem, Bogman. In this best ball, we have Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz, and Jameis Winston.
How about the Jameis Winston stuff, by the way?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I'll tell you, Dirk Cutter is nothing shy of obnoxious and annoying in general.
Is he just trying to get fired like immediately? Is that what it is?
He just seems like one of those guys. He's like one of those guys that got like bullied his whole life. You know, like the tiny people. It's like the Napoleon complex. When they then get power, you feel like they just go at it. Like you just feel like he is sitting there and he's like, I need to be an alpha. I need to assert my dominance here. So now I'm going to tell you why our first round pick is garbage, and maybe we won't even start our quarterback anymore.
So you're saying he should quit being an NFL coach and go be a cop?
Yeah. Is that what it go to that? That's the cop thing?
Yeah. I mean, you know,
kind of the cop thing that happened to me. So
cops abuse power sometimes. So not all cops, but you know, the bad ones.
Oh,
I think.
Tell me more about stereotyping.
Nope. No. I think, as soon as I said it, I'm like, probably shouldn't have said that.
No,
so,
no.
You know what?
You're on the road a lot, too.
And now you're prodding me here. Of course, it's two segments in a row now where you're prodding me. By the way, you called me simple on Sleeper in the Bus. Don't think I forgot.
I didn't call you simple. I was talking about I think I meant the simplicity of a statement that you said, which was great. I didn't mean simple Bogman.
You're like, yeah, all the waterheads think like this. This is amazing.
I don't think I said it like that. I don't think it was quite
all
like
the mush brains think like this. This is a great way to think about this. Let's just narrow it down to stupid where Bogman's point was.
All right. So focusing on the game here for a minute. We're assuming that Carson Wentz is out, which will put Nick Foles as the starter. The Eagles have question marks in Jay Ajayi. We still don't know what's going on. I mean, he hasn't even practiced yet. Corey Clement didn't practice. Well, it was a little bit. No, he's been okay. So you've got Corey Clement. They've still got Darren Sproles. Ajayi's a question mark. No Alshon Jeffrey. Maybe no Carson Wentz. This is a big what the hell to do with the Eagles, which this all speaks to why they're probably only favored by 2.5. I feel kind of tempted with you. Like I almost want to go over in Falcons on this one because
this
is the opportunity.
I'm definitely going to take Atlanta. Like I'm definitely going to take Atlanta, and I think over too. Yeah, I think over as well. I just, you know, this is the game script that the teams practice the whole summer. You know, this is the one, we got to get ready for Philly. We got to get ready for Philly. We got to get ready for Atlanta. We got to get ready for Atlanta. This is the one. I mean, it was, guess how many points was scored in the opener last year? The Welsh, 69.
Nice. Okay. Well, I mean, three of the four main starters for the Eagles are likely not going to play. I mean, Carson Wentz, no Jay Ajayi, no Alshon Jeffrey. All you got is Zach Ertz. Though, you know, the Eagles are one of those teams. They're like the NFC. I think I've said this before. They're the NFC version of the Patriots, where they just have a whole bunch of guys that can step up. So even though they're going to be missing those assets, Corey Clement, Nick, we know what Nick Foles can do. They'll still have Aguilar. They've got Mike Wallace, and Zach Ertz plays a one. And you got Dallas Goedert. This could be one of those early, like, I would not be shocked to see Dallas Goedert put up two, you know, first half touchdowns from Nick Foles just when they get inside the red zone, because the team is just, you have to imagine the Falcons are going to be just honed in on Zach Ertz. So what I want to ask you is, where do you think the fantasy studs are from this game? Atlanta's got all their guys. You kind of, I think we'd want to hone in on Julio Jones. You know, do you like Matt Ryan from everything we're talking about? Early game, a lot of guys missing from the Eagles. Kind of a high over for a Thursday night game. Do you think this is a game that Matt Ryan's going to go off, and is he a great play for Week One?
It's tough to say that because Philly's defense played so well last year. Coming into this year, of course, they were led by a very smart man, Michael Kendricks, last season. Uh-huh. He was so smart, he's going to jail.
Yeah,
so
he really knows how to get that information.
That's right. That's right.
From other teams and organizations.
I thought the insider trading was all the notes that he was giving away on Hard Knocks, but hey-o. I guess it was something about money. So
a lot of money.
I think that Matt Ryan should be good. I would pick Julio, of course, if I'm in a DFS for Thursday night only.
The low money guys, though, like Corey Clement, I have them. We actually just
Corey
did an episode.
Clement, The JHI thing is going to be huge because, I mean, you already ruled him out, but I don't know that he's been ruled out.
Yeah, I'm not ruling him out. He just hasn't practiced in a while, and he's had that lower body injury. He definitely could play, but like we talked about this in one of our most recent shows, if people want to go check it out over at In This League on the podcast, we did our shares predictions, and one of our favorite games to do is the chicken, and we talked about my highest share of any player across the board is Corey Clement. I own all the shares of Corey Clement. So for me, this is those perfect type of scenarios where if Corey Clement is out there, I mean, if you can get, you know, if you got those early or those, you know, early drafts where you invested in him or there's a draft left over, you take him. If you're playing DFS, he might be a cheaper money type of an option. I think Corey Clement is a guy that could have a big week.
Yeah, absolutely. And if he's cheap, to be honest, I think I'm going with Corey Clement in DFS probably anyway, because especially if Ajayi plays, I think
it could be
probably
more decoy. Well, you know, hold that.
Not even necessarily decoy, but just like pitch count.
Yeah, you know? Well, hold that. We're going to be back. We're going to talk more about this game. We got a whole bunch more with football. This is In This League. That's Bogman. I'm Welsh. We'll be right back.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old
In This League.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Welcome back. This is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Glad to be here, folks. And guess what? DailyRoto.com is putting more than $25,000 on the line for its subscribers this NFL season, entering paid contests on FanDuel and bringing you along for the free roll. Have the chance to win big this year alongside Sports Grid CEO Jeremy Stein, one of the only men to have won two separate $1 million prizes. Each week, we'll select lucky subscribers to sweat with us and split 50% of the profits. No profits that week? No worry. Your name will get tossed back into the hat the following week. Head to dailyroto.com/sweat and learn how to get in on the action and your share of $25,000 in action. That's dailyroto.com/sweat. I could use that 25. I could use that 5,000, just a little bit.
I could use 500.
I could use probably 50 bucks right now.
Pay for my NFL package.
Give me 500. I want to pay for that NFL package. It's a problem. I'm pissed, man. I'm just, I just get fried, dude. When at the end of the
day, you're making me nervous. I haven't now that I haven't looked at my bill for a while.
You're treating it like the scale, Bogman. Don't treat your TV bill like the scale. You got to look at it.
I always get it because I think they start I think DirecTV starts charging for basketball and football in the same month.
Oh,
so
you do basketball too?
Yeah, my bill goes from okay, that's expensive for a normal person. But for Bogman, okay, I get it. You know what I mean?
What's more expensive, your summer electricity bill or your winter cable bill?
Ooh.
Arizona, we put up some bills on the APS, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, I know your summer bill because you're in a house that's much bigger than mine.
Equalizer, my friend. It's always the same, and it's always gross.
Yeah, but I like around Christmas time when I'm buying all these gifts and stuff where my bill is, $65.
I would love that, but I can't have a $800 electricity bill. That's right. I can't have $750 come out in July so I can have a $84 in December.
Yeah. So the highest one I've paid this summer is $189.
Oh, your cable bill's way over that. Guarantee you're paying
right around
close
my
to three bills.
Cable.
You're paying three bills.
When I'm paying for it's close. When I'm paying for football and basketball, it is close.
Oh,
so
it is so brutal. It's like when I go a week and a half and you go do stuff, this really happens. Like if you go out of town for a little bit and I haven't looked at the bank account in a little bit, and then I start to get that anxiety where I'm like, I'm going to have to look at the bank account soon to see where I'm really at. And I want to pretend it's the same thing that happens with all these package services. You got all your normal bills, and then it's like, all right, he got Netflix, and maybe, I don't know, maybe you sign up for that DC Comics thing is coming up, their streaming service. And there's 12 streaming services, and then NFL packages over here, they're like, hey, hold this Bud Light that we're getting $2 billion in advertising for so we can charge you $500 for 4 months. Come on, man. Come on. Revolution. I want a revolution.
I got to be honest. I'm going right now to see what my bill is.
Oh, are you? Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm not going to say it on here. I'll tell it to you during the break or something. But I just
can we talk about it?
I'll give you my reaction right now when I'm looking at it here.
Okay, so you're logging in.
Let's see.
This is great radio, by the way. I'm not being facetious. The intensity of waiting for you to get there.
Yeah, and I got a million tabs pulled open because of all the stuff that we're talking about here.
Here we go.
Loading your statements.
Ooh, the suspense is killing me.
This is taking a long time.
Oh, that's way too long.
Let's see. Oh, that can't be right. Hold on. No, that can't be
right. Too many zeros on that.
No, okay. I don't think it's that bad.
I think it's that bad. I think you're trying to justify it's not. Ooh, is
no,
it that
no,
bad?
No, I'm not trying to justify anything. So,
put a number up on our chat.
Okay.
Give me a number. I won't say it out loud, but
all right.
What is this? Is this with cable or is this with NFL?
You know what? I think this is they haven't added the basketball yet.
Oh, boy. Okay. So I'm assuming Bogman hasn't put it up yet. Bogman has all the paid channels, every possible sports package you could have with the NFL package. That's not with basketball?
That's not with basketball.
Did you when you saw something before, did you see something a lot higher?
Yeah, because, as per usual, I'm a little bit late.
Oh, so it's two
It says,
bills.
Last build amount, and then this is what's due because I was 2 days
Does it
behind.
Say what you're paying for the NFL package alone?
I mean, I can I can go look at it. Let me see.
Okay. Yeah,
we're going to have to get to that later because I have
No, that's fine. That number is it's not great, but it's
it's not great.
It's
no.
not great. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Bogman. That is three times what I pay.
I'm not surprised, but I don't have children, so
yeah, I don't have the NFL package on there yet, so that will change a little bit.
I'm about to calculate. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
It is I'll tell you how much the NFL package is, and this is NFL Sunday Ticket Max 2018.
What is that? Is that the highest?
Yeah, this is the all the channels, HD, all that stuff. So I'll give you the price. It's $400.
Ooh, over
6 months.
Oh, over six. I mean, that's not good. What is
$66 a month.
Oh.
So.
I mean, if you break it down, though, to, like, you going to a bar each week, that's only an allotment of about, you know, $15.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Okay. You get to have your pants off, too, so you win. So
that's right.
Okay. Well, that was a big number, though. That's a scary number if the basketball package has not been added.
I don't think it has. Let's see. What am I paying for?
Well, you can look on that. You probably got baseball on that too. All right, let's talk about some real stuff though. So we were talking about the. I mean, any questions on Bogman's bill? By the way, just tweet him Bogman Sports. And
yeah, also if you work at DirecTV, oh, and hook me
please.
Up at Bogman Sports. So
nothing I hate more than the negotiating with those people.
Those people, you sound racist against DirecTV people.
They're the worst human beings on the planet. Well,
to be honest, the DirecTV people, I've never had a problem with.
You know what I hate? I hate when they want
dumb.
You know what I hate, like, too? When you start talking to them, they're like, so who's your team? Oh, really?
Yeah,
like, no, don't talk to me like that. Don't talk to me like that.
The salespeople are probably the smart people, but the people at the tech support, I don't know what it is. I don't know if they're just like, look, if you're breathing and can speak English, kind of, you can work here. And that's it. Because when I went to sign up, so I lived with the roommate, and my phone number was on my roommate's DirecTV thing. And I moved out, you know, we kind of had a falling out. So I called to get my own DirecTV. It was under hers. And I'm like, this is my phone number. This is my address. I want to set up service. And like, well, we can't do that because your phone number is on a different account. And I was like, okay, but it's my phone number. And
no, sir.
Right. They're like, well, we just can't change the phone number for the other one. I'm like, yeah, you can, because I'm going to order all of the sports packages and all of the channels. So are you really going to deny me, deny yourself whatever, you know, $200 a month at bare minimum because you can't change the phone number on the old account? And I had to talk to six people to get them that.
You know, to your
change.
Point, though, I think you do it smarter. You're smarter. Just don't even look at your bills. Just blindly pay it. Just pay whatever it is. Just deal with it. It's not worth it. It's the hassle we have of trying to make our lives a little bit easier. We just make it more difficult. Just pay the price. Just bend over and deal with deal with DirecTV how you have, because that's how we're
getting. Grab them ankles and pay the bill.
That's what's happening. All right, so Eagles, Falcons, Thursday night with Bogman, it can potentially be. I'm all in on Corey Clement. Corey Clement, especially, oh man, if Jay Ajayi is out, it's going to be a beautiful thing. Regardless, though, because we were kind of setting up as we were going to break, like, if Ajayi is healthy, I could definitely see the pitch count. I could see them going even split. And early on, okay, how would you treat Darren Sproles if you're this team? Do you keep him minimalized until the second half and you're wanting to utilize him more for a playoff run?
No.
Or because of the injuries, do you think we might actually see a little bit more of Darren Sproles in the first couple games, which could cause a little kerfuffle because Darren Sproles is getting some playing time?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to cause any problems because of Jay Ajayi's mystery injury. And to be honest, like, this could also just be the Eagles holding Jay Ajayi out knowing his injury history. You know what I mean? I don't think there's anything that says that it has to be some serious, horrible thing for Jay Ajayi that's going to limit his touches. I mean, we just don't know. We won't know until they play this game, which makes it difficult, of course. But I think because of that, if they are throwing Jay Ajayi on a pitch count, yeah, Darren Sproles is going to get some looks. And I expect Josh Adams to make this team, too. He could probably get some looks as well.
Oh, let me ask you this then.
Okay.
No Carson Wentz. Nick Foles is a quarterback one week one, correct?
I don't think so.
Really? You don't?
No.
If Nick Foles was a starter for this team, you're saying he wouldn't, you wouldn't have him in the same general vicinity of where Carson Wentz is?
Probably not. He's just not Carson Wentz. You know what I mean? And Carson Wentz had an amazing run, but we've seen plenty of guys go on amazing runs, in the playoffs, right? I mean, we saw Colin Kaepernick do it. We saw Joe Flacco do it. There's plenty of dudes that are amazing in the playoffs and just never have it again. So
every time
I say
playoffs, I just hear like playoffs, like how you say
playoffs?
That you have a certain way that you enunciate it. That's all that I hear every time you do
playoffs.
It. Playoffs.
But I mean, I guess for week one, like, who are the quarterbacks? Okay. I'm trying to think of who we would take over him. I mean, obviously Rodgers is going over him. Russell Wilson against Denver or Nick Foles against Atlanta?
I always want to go studs. I guess, like, take it more in the, like, territory of, like, the 8, 9, 10 type of a quarterbacks. Like, where would you, or, like, how about this one just right off the bat? Eli Manning, Jags, or Nick Foles, Atlanta?
Nick Foles, Atlanta.
Okay. How about my Jimmy G, 49ers, going up against the Vikings, or Nick Foles versus Atlanta?
That's tough. I'll probably take Nick Foles in that one also.
Okay. So, I mean, I think we're starting to get into this range.
But I think he's going to be like QB 15. I mean, could he have a great game? Absolutely. You know, just like we saw Alex Smith come out slinging last year and out of nowhere. But I think that there's some other, like, you know, I don't like Andy Dalton, but he's playing the Colts, you know.
You would take Andy Dalton over Nick Foles?
Against the Colts, probably I would, yeah.
Would you take Jared Goff, Raiders, or Foles, Atlanta?
I'd take Jared Goff.
Okay, I think I'd take Jared Goff there. I think he sits in that 12 to 14 range if he were to be a quarterback.
Probably.
It's something to consider.
Yeah, and if he's a top five quarterback, would I be super shocked? Absolutely not. But I think there's other options I would pick before him.
Calvin Ridley. Do we think Calvin Ridley is going to make his presence known? You know, Chris,
you know,
Brown
what?
Runner. He could make this could be the perfect type of a game for him to have a presence.
You're gonna go ahead and give me a bingo spot right now. You're gonna give me the over under on Calvin Ridley. Give me Calvin Ridley's catches and yards for week one.
Okay.
Now this is a really difficult question to answer because we haven't seen him play once in the NFL, but it's also interesting. So
this is gonna be a bingo. We're gonna set the over under.
This is gonna be a bingo. Right.
Okay. I'm gonna go 3 catches, 40 yards.
3 catches for 40 yards. No scores.
No scores. That's the over-under.
All right. That's going to be a bingo square. I have my normal ones, you know, punts, scoreless quarter, 50-yard
touchdowns. What are you taking on that, by the way?
That's a good line. I'll probably take the under just because he's a rookie.
I'm tempted to take the over on this one. He is just a rookie, but the one very specific thing about him is that crisp route running. I wonder if that defense really hones in on Julio Jones and tries to take him out of the game, which could be likely. I could see a couple guys, specifically Austin Hooper and Calvin Ridley, being the ones that might be able to thrive, and I might way underplay what that line is. I could see him pulling up a definite big play. As far as because I want to actually talk about the props here in a second, or at least the bingo cards. We're both going over on the 45, and we're both taking Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Okay. With all of that, let's set the drinking game / bingo cards for Thursday night. Now, who was it? Where is this broadcast? Is this NFL Network?
They're changing it. I think it's Fox now because it used to be NBC.
Now, did you see that? Was it CBS that went out and said they're not going to talk about any lines or anything on the broadcast?
Really?
Yeah, it was one of the networks. I'm pretty sure it was CBS.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. Let's be counterintuitive.
I did like when Al Michaels.
Let's get rid of phones. Let's get rid of cell phones. Get rid of the internet too. Let's go back to Facebook.
Lights out. Nationwide, 8 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, it's an idiotic thing. Sorry, what were you saying?
Al Michaels. There was an over under on him saying some word. It was like Fitzpatrick or something. Like 5 or 6 times, he goes Fitzpatrick, 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 or whatever it was.
Oh, did he really?
So he said it 6 times in a row. He's like, "There you go, everyone hit the over now."
That's really funny. Okay, so gambling lines talked about in the game, over under mentioned. Is that a bingo card?
Yeah, we can go.
Just any of the spreads, you know.
Lines mentioned. Yeah, we can put that on. I do have the booth mentions fantasy football. So that's like an every week.
That's a second one. That's a secondary one. This game, they're definitely going to talk about Carson Wentz's injury. And they're definitely going to talk about Nick Foles in the Super Bowl.
How about Carson Wentz doesn't play? How many cutaways? What are you giving
cutaways? God, I think the over-under's got to be 10.
play 10 cutaways. I think that's a little high. Let's go 7.
Oh, really? Okay. I mean, I think you come back from commercial. If the offense is puttering for Philly, Nick Foles throws an interception.
It can't be like he's in the background standing next to Doug Peterson. They've got to like zoom in on his face.
Okay. So then if he does play, then I'll set the over under of times mentioned of how not healthy he is and his injury. At 5.
How about times mentioned where he's not 100%?
Okay. Oh yeah, the 100% usage.
He's not 100%. That will be let's say 4 times.
Okay. How about this? The Atlanta blowing the lead in the Super Bowl versus the Patriots. That's got to be
Super Bowl
twice.
Loss mentioned. Lions 2.5. Philly special.
I'm gonna say that's 2.5 though.
I just put it on there as once. Like you said, we got a little cute last year. So
yeah, that's true.
If they only mention it once, I don't want someone to get no credit for that. How about Philly special is the play where Nick Foles caught the touchdown? So Philly special mention.
Oh, how about this reenacted? How about the crew before the game reenacts that play? That's a guarantee.
Well, we can't go before the game. This stuff has to be during the game.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, listen to this. Think about it, everybody, on this break. We're going to come back. It's hour 2. We're going to be joined by Steve Tirone of Fantrax. I want you to think about more of these drinking games / bingo card games that we can put for Thursday night's game. We'll talk about them through the rest of the show. We're going to compile a list, and Bogman's going to have an awesome game of Thursday night bingo. So don't go anywhere. I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. We're in this league, and we'll be right back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.